This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Let's talk tech with Nelson Rago of Cool Blind Tech. Nelson is the founder of that group and joins us this morning from Edmonton, Alberta. Hey, Nelson, how are you, my friend?
Doing good. Good morning, Dave.
So let's jump right into things. The Blind Square app has been made available for use in Fish Creek Park in Calgary, Alberta. Nelson, I would be stunned if regular members of the audience were not familiar with Blind Square, but just in case somebody's tuning in for the first time today, remind us, what is Blind Square?
Yeah, we can't forget about Blind Square. It's when it first came out, it was very important in the blindness community, and it's one of those apps that's stuck around for all these years. I think they're creeping on to maybe close to 10 years now, maybe 7 years, seven, 8 years. But it's essentially a GPS app, and they've expanded not only into outdoors but also into indoor navigation. Incorporating Bluetooth beacons and recently QR codes, so you can scan a QR code and find out your location. And now they're going beyond indoors and exploring places where there's no sidewalks, there's no roads. the terrain is can be quite difficult depending on the trails you go on. So it's sort of a stretch for what they've done in the past, but if anyone could do it, it's definitely Blind Square, since they have all the years' experience of navigation.
Mm-hmm. So how is it going to work on these trails? As you mentioned, this is something a little bit new.
Yeah, it's going to basically with benches, different elevations of the trails, the visitor center. It locates all of that. So for example, you would shake your phone, you hold up your phone, shake your phone, and then it will tell you what's around you. And then you can navigate to that depending on your location. And then you can also, let's say you want to go to a visitor center, you can tap on that, and then you can do walking navigation to that location, in this case, safely using the trails provided. And since they mapped out, I believe they most of the park, if not all of it, it allows safe travel for someone who's, completely blind, which, let's face it, it's a very difficult, I've done it a few times, but I've never done it on my own because it can be very disorienting when getting off the trails, because some of the trails aren't like the regular trails, and you can accidentally go off into the wrong trails. And I've been with sighted companions where they've gone into those trails and got lost. So So if a sighted person get lost, so can I.
I've been lost in a park or two in my life, Mount Royal in Montreal, Stanley Park in Vancouver. I've gotten turned around a few times over the years. Speaking of other parks, Nelson, are there other parks that are doing something similar with the app that work with the app?
Yeah, I didn't know this, but they did it in May. So in the lowest hole, Centennial Provincial Park, that's not too far away from where I am at St. Albert. They've mapped out that park, and they're looking to provide navigation in the Peter Lougheed Provincial Park. I'm not 100% sure what that one is, but it's definitely in Alberta. But those are the two parks, one so far that's done and one that's going to be done. And, apparently, Blind Square is relatively new to Alberta. And I know it's been in Ontario for quite a while. But it's good that they're expanding out to Alberta.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Ontario, let's talk about Brampton Transit. Wow, easy for me to say. It's becoming more accessible through a new partnership with Magnus Cards. Nelson, tell us a bit about this partnership. How's this going to work?
Yeah, another Canadian story. So basically, the Magnus Cards is essentially an app that gives you basically a deck of cards with pictures on it. To help provide the person using it to get through the day with common tasks, and it's a free app. and it's very easy to use, and it incorporates the partnership between the city and Magnus Cards, and it's easy download. You can do it through Wi-Fi, so you don't need data while you're actually using the app. So you just have to download the deck of cards in advance, and then you could use it in this case for Brampton Transit.
So how is the app going to be assisting the user?
So for someone who has cognitive issues, it's going to allow them to use the transit system from planning your destination, everything from paying your fee if you need to pay a fee, transferring buses, letting you know to travel safely on the transit system, just the very basics, and sort of let the person using it, you know, to make it easy for them to actually go through the cards and to actually, you can actually inform people as well if you have issues with communication, and then they could help you to your next destination, depending on where you're going in Brampton.
Mm-hmm. Nelson, let's wrap up like we always do with your tech tip. You want to tell us a little bit about the new voice plan for Apple Music that got announced last week.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. This is actually might be useful for those of us who use VoiceOver. There's the two plans that are out now, which is the individual and then the family plan. And this one, if you're like myself, that pretty much use Siri on your iOS device, and it works with the HomePod Mini. It works in CarPlay and it works on the Mac. So if you are using Siri, this may be a good option for you. So basically, it allows you to play any songs, unlimited skips. You can choose any sort of artist to play a song, and then you can also choose a playlist. And it gives you hints as well. If you're not sure what you're looking for, there's in the music app, it gives you the option of selecting certain playlists that are specific to Siri users. So it's a pretty cool option. You do lose a couple things, so keep this in mind. So you won't get the lyrics, you won't get the videos for those who watch the videos. You'll lose the lossless feature. And that's basically just, you know, a higher quality music. And then the spatial audio. So for those of you who like that, you would have to upgrade to the premium, which is basically the individual plan or the family plan. Mm-hmm. And it's there's a free 7-day trial when it rolls out later this fall. It's going to be rolled out to 17 countries and regions. Of course, Canada is included in that. And it's $4.99 Canadian, also U.S., because I looked on both sides, so it's showing $4.99.
Wow, bargain, and, bargain for Canadians. Look at that. No exchange rate advantages here. I like that.
Yeah, I had to double check because it said apple.ca. I was like, oh, it's the same price, $4.99. But yeah, so definitely it's worth a check. And there's no automatic enrollment. So if you do the trial period, you're basically your 7 days will end, and then you'll have to actually sign up. So it's not that typical sort of thing where your time runs out and you automatically get subscribed.
Oh, hey, so your credit card just got linked in here. Bada bing. Hey, here's your bill.
So that's a nice little touch that Apple has done. So I'll try it out because it's basically what I'm doing now.
Very good. All right, buddy. Well, yeah, give it a test run and let us know how it goes. In the meantime, Nelson, we must bid you adieu. Happy trails. Good luck heading down to Calgary and trying out that blind square.
I'll try it in St. Albert first, but thank you and take care.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.